from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, crews continue to battle the Jennings Creek wildfire, which is affecting Passaic County as well as Orange County, New York. Brian Gallagher, a forest ranger with the New York State Department of Environment Conservation, says the small amount of rain that fell overnight won't help too much.
You get a little bit of rain, it puts that surface fire out, but if it's in the duff, it's going to stay there. It's going to smolder like a cigar until it gets dry enough, and then that fire can pop up again. And that's probably what we're going to see.
In New Jersey, so far, the fire has burned 3,000 acres and is only 10% contained. Two residential structures are threatened. In addition, crews continue to battle multiple other fires across the state. NJ Transit is giving free rides to all veterans today on Veterans Day. All active and retired military personnel need to show identification of their military status to be eligible for the free service. Also, through the remainder of the year, military personnel and their dependents may use the one-way discount ticket by showing their valid ID cards. The future of New York's controversial congestion pricing plan remains unclear now that President-elect Donald Trump is heading back to the White House. On the campaign trail, Trump said he will terminate the plan to charge New Jersey drivers and others at least $15 to enter below Manhattan 60th Street during peak hours. These commuters aren't sure what to think.
I don't really believe much of anything he says. I think words are pretty cheap for him.
I hope so. It would definitely help us.
He kind of said a lot of things like a lot of politicians do, that they make promises to kind of get votes.
And for now, the plan remains on hold. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Many veterans who own small businesses say their military service prepared them mentally for the task. Veterans own nearly 2 million small businesses in the U.S., but their numbers have shrunk as the veteran population has aged. A 2023 Small Business Administration report found veteran ownership declined from 11% in 2014 to around 8% in 2020. On Wall Street, the Dow closing up 304 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Is it getting colder this week? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zura's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Don't think last night's rain was a sign of a pattern change. When is our next solid chance of rain? Not really sure. Maybe some showers Thursday, not a slam dunk. More substantial storm system possible early next week. For tonight, mainly clear and dry, breezy and cool. Lows will fall into the mid-40s. Sunny and windy tomorrow and turning much cooler. Highs only reach about 50 to 55. Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, highs only around 50, and about the same on Thursday, 50 degrees, cloudy skies with a chance of rain showers. Unfortunately, that's not even going to come close to the multiple inches of rain necessary to quench our rising drought deficit. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
Scotch Plains, 66, Belmar, 70, Mays Landing, 69. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, save 50% off all window styles, plus zero interest for 5 years. Hurry, the sale ends November 30th, so schedule an in-home estimate at 866-90-NATION or at windownation.com.
New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.